Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. Today we are studying Proverbs chapter 22, verses 24 and 25. The scripture tells us, "Make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man do not associate, or you will learn his ways and find a snare for yourself." This is a very serious admonition, and one that should be taken to heart. And I want to speak initially to any young person who happens to be listening at this time, or someone who might be engaged to be married. Consider this. Is your spouse-to-be, your fiancé, a person that's given to anger? Are they a hot-tempered person? Even if you feel like, oh, but they get over it quickly, listen carefully to what the scripture says. Do not associate with a man given to anger, or go with a hot-tempered man, or you will learn his ways and find a snare for yourself. The King James Version says, make no friendship with an angry man. These words tell us something of a very serious nature, and that is that it is God's understanding and his wisdom to tell us that we should avoid associating with or coming into any deep friendship with a person who has a spirit of anger. Proverbs 27 verse 4 tells us, wrath is cruel. Anger is outrageous. And the word wrath there simply means anger, hot displeasure, rage. Anger is a very ugly thing, and it is a sinful thing in the sense that it's being used here in Proverbs 22. Sinful anger is described in Galatians 5 as one of the things that we're not to have. It's not a fruit of the Spirit. On the contrary, it's something to be avoided. If you are a person who has a boyfriend or girlfriend or fiance who has a spirit of anger, take heed to what the scripture's telling you. Don't associate. Don't have a friendship with an angry person. Why does the scripture tell us that? It goes on in verse 24 to say, or you will learn his ways and find a snare for yourself. The reality is that people who are married to someone with a spirit of anger end up becoming very angry themselves. And it has been shown time and time again that a child that is raised in a household where one of the parents or both of the parents have a spirit of anger end up with that same rage problem, anger problem. Do you want to raise children with that kind of a spirit? Of course not. But this is a serious warning, and I have observed people who were not willing to take good counsel. We counsel our college-aged and career-aged single people in our church. One quality they absolutely want to avoid in a potential mate is this issue of anger. If the person even seems to have a little problem with anger, they should make the decision right then and there. They are not going to associate with or have a friendship with that person in any intimate way that could be potentially leaning or moving towards courtship and marriage, because the snare will come upon you. Not that a person with the spirit of anger cannot be delivered. They most certainly can. God is able to do abundantly above what we could ask or imagine. But the problem seems to lie in the willingness of the person with the angry spirit. Oftentimes, a person with a spirit of anger also has a spirit of pride. And pride is at the base of this anger issue. And so with this pride, pride will keep a person from humbling themselves to admit that they have a problem with anger and then to submit themselves to allow God to deal with the anger and to use other people who have the anointing to pray for deliverance for this issue of anger. That is why I believe Proverbs 22 warns people, don't even associate with an angry person. You'll end up learning his ways. That person won't end up learning your ways. You will end up learning their ways. What do you do, though, if you happen to already be married to someone who has a spirit of anger? Or perhaps you have a friend or a child or a loved one who has an angry spirit. How are you to deal with that? Well, first of all, we need to examine the scriptures and see what the Word of God says about that. We know the most familiar scripture in dealing with an angry person is found in Proverbs 15, verse 1, where it says, "A soft answer turns away wrath." And this scripture is very powerful and is very true. But oftentimes in communicating with an angry person, it is a great challenge to return a soft answer to someone who has been verbally berating you with their angry words. And yet it is the call of God and it is the answer from God in how to deal with a person with anger. Proverbs 15 verse 18 goes on to say, "A hot-tempered man stirs up strife." So you can see that in a marriage relationship, if someone is angry and spewing out angry accusatory words, they're stirring up strife. They're stirring up contention in that marriage. They're stirring up division and discord. But the second part of the verse says, "But he who is slow to anger appeases contention." So there again, we get godly direction. If you're in a marriage situation and you have a marriage partner who has an angry spirit and their words always flowing that are stirring up strife and division in your marriage, then the answer for you is you have to seek the Lord for yourself in order to allow God to give you grace to be slow to anger, because the most natural response to angry words are more angry words. But the supernatural response is to lean upon the grace of God in time of need, to run to his throne of grace and get that grace that can help you and give you the power to do things the right way, even in the most trying of circumstances. God will give you the grace to be slow to anger yourself, and that will, as the scripture tells us, appease that contention, and that soft answer will turn away the wrath. But it will take great grace. And as I said earlier, it would be easier to avoid the whole matter by not marrying a person with a spirit of anger, by not becoming good friends with someone who has an angry spirit. But if you know someone like that, then you need to do as King David did. Remember David's story? He was very mistreated by King Saul, who was fiercely and almost insanely jealous of David's anointing, though Saul himself was actually the king. We see that Saul had a tremendous spirit of anger, so much so that when he would get angry, he would throw a spear at whoever he was mad at. First, we see it happen with David, and then he did it with his own son, very precious Jonathan, and he threw a spear as if to pin him to a wall. Now that is an angry man. And we see wrath is cruel. Wrath is violent. Anger can turn violent. And so David, though, was wise. And in Psalm 35, verses 11 to 14, he talked about how he dealt with his enemies. And Saul was his enemy and angry at him. And he said, "I behaved as though he had been my friend or brother. And he would fast and he would pray." So if you have an angry person in your life, whether it's your boss, your spouse, or some other person you must deal with, you need to do as David did here. He said, "I would behave toward them as if they were my friend or my brother, even though they were treating me like the enemy." And with fasting and prayer, you need to contend for their healing and deliverance, because anger of the type that we're talking about and I've been describing, there is a spirit that's behind it that's gotten a hold of the person. God can deliver a person from any evil spirit that's maintained or gotten influence or a stronghold in a person's life, but that person will have to turn with a willing and a humble heart and desire to be delivered. But meanwhile, others around him can fast and pray for that individual's desire to be given to him for their healing and for their deliverance. Moses also gave us a beautiful picture of godly response to anger. The people criticized, mistreated, were angry with Moses, were ready to stone him. They were so mad about the situation in the wilderness. And yet Moses' response to all of their anger wasn't anger back. It was he prayed to God. He would throw himself on the ground and intercede for these people, that God would forgive them. Even though they'd been mistreating and disrespecting him personally, Moses continuously interceded for God to forgive them because he knew that God was getting ready to just blot them off the earth because of their disobedience and complaining. Jesus gave us the ultimate example of how to deal with people who mistreat you, whether it's through angry words or other, when he said in Luke 23, verse 34, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And I'll tell you, when you are dealing with someone who has a spirit of anger, very often they don't even know how they are impacting others. They are very unaware of their extremely harsh behavior, of how painful, how hurtful their words, their mannerism, their tone of voice really is. And so you can say with honesty like Jesus, "Father, forgive him, forgive her, for she knows not what she or he is doing." God wants you to be one who can be used by God for the deliverance of others, even for those who have a spirit of anger. But if you are a person who has friends or has a potential mate that has a spirit of anger, I sincerely warn you to do as the word says, do not associate with that person, or you'll end up learning his ways. That is the warning from Scripture, and take it to heart if that's a situation you're in. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.